Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Boy, it's getting longer. Hi, coming to you today from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here doing a convention, my first one in 13 months. Kind of weird and kind of good. And I think that's what the reemergence back out of the pandemic is going to feel like. Kind of weird and kind of good. You know, especially with the new CDC ruling, nobody quite knows what to do here because the casino and the event itself is requiring you to wear masks, you know, but then the thing came down from the CDC that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Of course, many of the people who will be first to take their masks off are people who are not vaccinated. So I sat down because I know you kind of wait for some guidance sometimes around these things. And according to the channel, and we're asking the highest information and getting the highest answers, yes, if you are fully vaccinated, it is safe to take your mask off in public. I get a yes, guys. I don't feel that it is yet, but the channel is saying that it is. Let's make the other statement. If you are not vaccinated, it's safe for you to take your mask off in public. Goes right to no. So that's the guidance from the channel. Take it or leave it. I want to go to what I really want to talk about today. When I was back home with my family and my brother, one of my nieces gave me this book called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. And it's about this brother comes back to talk to his sister after his demise. It's a really interesting book with different takes on the afterlife. But there were, so far, I'm not finished with it, but there were two passages that I want to read you that really knocked me over the head. Daddy didn't care for cats, wanted nothing to do with them. When Daddy looked at a cat, he saw a mean creature with long, sharp claws. You, talking to his sister, you look at a cat and see heaven. Do you think that might affect the cat? Quantum usually applies to subatomic particles, not to people. But people are actually vast universes of subatomic particles, and sometimes a shift in perspective makes the particles do a different dance and leap into a new reality. That's why I'm saying viewpoint is everything. Now, we talk about this a lot, how we feel, how we think, and what we perceive create the signals that go outside of us to the universe, that the universe helps create, and also goes within to the universe of our bodies. And that's what he's talking about now, and that's the lesson that I shared with you when I was back home. So if you want to switch something in your life, I am inviting you today, right now, to look at what your perspective is. How do you see it? Because how you see it affects how it sees you. And then later on in the book, and, you know, he's talking about the universe and the difference between Earth and where he is. Beliefs are big on Earth. People collect them. Some of these beliefs are helpful, but others just keep you running around trying to follow rules that others have laid down. They don't have a lot of personal meaning. It's a good idea to sort through your beliefs now and then and throw out the ones that don't serve you. And isn't that what we do in this community? We look at what we bought into through our families, through our religions, through our societies that just don't work for us anymore and are not creating the lives we want. And therefore, we have an opportunity to change all that around if we are conscious enough to do it. One thing that keeps coming up in a lot of the privates and in some of my own work is this core belief that positives always have to have some kind of negatives to balance them out. That's an old belief that doesn't serve us anymore. You don't have to have a negative to create a positive. You don't have to have a negative to appreciate a positive or know that you have a blessing of the positive. You just on the positive. Eliminate the negative. Accentuate the positive. My God, I haven't thought of that song in forever, but that's the one they just gave me. So that's great. All right. I think, you know, our racism webinar is coming up. I'm doing a lot of studying, and I'm telling you, my mind is blown. Things I didn't realize how far back this goes in ourselves, in our memory, in our teachings. It's staggering, guys. I want you to join me on this webinar, please. It's so important for us to do the work for ourselves and therefore affect the collective that we are a part of. And it's not just about race, it's about gender, no matter what the gender is. It's about sexism. It's quite staggering when you start studying what the basics of racism is. So I want you there, and you know that if you can't afford the full price, we will work with anybody. I don't turn anybody away. I just ask you that if you can afford the full price, that you honor that. All righty, we can go to the callers, and I'm glad. So I'm ready. We're going to Diane in Nebraska. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm calling because 2 weeks ago, my life was going great. I was in the process of moving in with my fiancé, the love of my life, and then he died suddenly 12 days ago.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. I'm looking for any guidance you can give me in terms of just, I'm still in shock, and I'm just looking for guidance when I get over that to just, you know, to try and build a new life. And he was also the breadwinner of the family, and I've got some disability, so I'm concerned most about my emotional state and my financial state. And any advice you can give will be greatly appreciated.
Well, the first thing I heard was they want, you know, I'm getting an echo. Can you take me off speaker. If you're on speaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back here.
They want to give you.
Is that better?
No, but we're marching on.
Okay,
so they want to give you the message from him about why he had to leave. Because as we know, nobody leaves without choice, guys. And we'll never understand it on this plane. Hold on.
She's
going to a core belief. Was he ill?
Yes, he had recently had a surgery, but just 2 days before he died, his surgeon gave him the all clear, and it sounded like I was going to be bringing him home, possibly within the next week. And his spirits were very high, so I thought all was well until I got a message in the middle of the night to call. That's when I learned he had just passed.
Yeah, he wants you to know he just didn't have enough energy to come back all the way.
Okay.
And he didn't want to live that way, and he didn't want to be that burden to you. And he wants you to know he would have been a burden to you.
Okay.
Physically, financially, in every way. So... his leaving was kind of his last love gift to you in the way that he was taking care of you by leaving. That's the highest, yes. Now, you know what? I'm going to take you off, Diane, but I'm going to keep addressing your question. Okay.
Okay.
Financially, Diane, they want you to remember that you create money and livelihood within you first by loving money, by being open to all the possibilities, by not limiting anything you make or do because of your disabilities. Your consciousness creates your money, guys. They're actually even suggesting to you, Diane, that there's some way you can actually use your disabilities to make a good living. So start asking yourself how you can serve through your disabilities. And they would like you actually not to even call them disabilities. Well, the highest word they're giving me is parameters. These are the parameters that I get to create within. Just like when the pandemic hit, I said, okay, these are the parameters that the world's giving me. What can I create anyway? Okay? So we're going to balance all this because this is good for everybody out there, what she brought in, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, so it is. Is there anything else? All right, good. There's your answer, sweetheart. Find peace in knowing and honoring his choice, as I am doing with my brother right now. And just, it's a process. There are moments where you'll be fine, and there are moments that you lose it, and that's okay. That's normal. That's natural. Love yourself through it. Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, G.
Hello, baby.
I had something that happened to me physically on Tuesday evening that really took me by surprise, and I'm hoping that the channel can give me some insight. I was participating in a ceremony. And as the ceremony went through, I began to get very nauseated and just not feeling well at all. And toward the end of it, I actually had to leave the room and I threw up. And I haven't had a whole lot of appetite since then. So I'm wondering what triggered it what do I need to know about it?
Okay, it's spiritual. It manifested as physical, but it's spiritual. She book. Give me a movie, please. Anything that pops in.
Long Journey Home. I've never seen it, if there is one.
Okay, what was the celebration about?
It was an initiation into Eastern Star.
Okay. Somehow that represented to you, this is really interesting. We're both balanced. Anybody switch? This is all right. Yeah. Okay. So they're saying it represented kind of, oh, I made it. And now what? Now what do I do? I've accomplished this. Now what do I do? And what you do, Kathy, is you just keep creating. But it was, you were kind of purging your fear, are the highest words that they're giving me. There's nothing to worry about. There's only to embrace your expansion and your growth. And there's always, guys, always more expansion and growth. Always. So, for those of you like me who had the core belief I can only create once, no, we create over and over and over and over and over and over again, consciously or unconsciously. And that's what they're telling me it was about. Not to give it any more thought or any more energy, just embrace your expansion. You got it?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Yep. You bet. You bet. So remember, guys, anytime you go into reaction, there's something to be learned for your freedom. So don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Thank you for bringing that in, Kathy. That's great.
Thank you.
All right. And just in time, we're going to Miss Amy in San Diego. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. This is Amy, A-M-Y, Amy.
I said Amy, A-M-Y.
Oh, okay. Great. It's
please
me.
Please take off the speakerphone, honey.
Okay. That better?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I am in the midst. I am 58, going on 59, and I have got to get my real light work going in this world. I've done 25 years of energy work, massage, which was great in many ways. But I have a real calling to help people with eating disorders because I had 33 years of them and 14 years I've been over it. But I'm not doing anything with it, and I just get overwhelmed because I look at all the people out there and I go, wow, look at all this talent going on. How do I fit in? Or do I do this? I love metaphysics, energy work, food, nutrition.
Well,
can you help
Amy,
me get clear?
Yeah. You just haven't decided to do it. So let's find out why. Because once you decide and commit, guys, the universe opens the way. I'm telling you, I live it every day. It's flipping crazy to me to watch how it works. So you got to trust me until you do it. And then once you do it, you see it works. So why can't she bring herself to just decide to do this when she knows she wants to do that? That's the highest question. Yes, sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. Okay, so they're taking me to South Pacific, which is usually about you don't think it's possible, and that's where we're going. So why doesn't she think it's possible? I'm going right to your mom when you were a very little girl, 2 to 3 years old. What did your mom tell you when you were small or model to you about being able to do what you want to do and live your dream?
Oh, wow, at that age. I think sometimes she would just say, oh, Amy, you know, like I had this big, these big dreams in life, and she would just try to calm me down, like, Amy, you know, that's pretty big. It wasn't those words, but it was more like, you're just thinking too big, Amy.
Yeah, you can't do it. You're not big enough. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. Whatever message you got, which is, by the way, how she limited her own life. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So you were not only, she not only spoke it to you, she modeled it to you. So at 2 and 3, Amy said, oh, this is the way the world works. The world doesn't work unless I hold myself small and not follow through with my dreams. So now you get to teach your little girl the story you want to write and the truth that you know, which is you are the creator of your own life, and you've got to get on it so that the universe and God can answer you, because they're not going to intercede and create your life for you, Amy, until you commit and ask for them to help. That's the way it works. So do you want to do it or not?
I would love to do it. I would just love
okay,
to be
so
to
I am doing it.
It. I am
Say
doing
I
it.
Am, I am doing it right now.
I am
and
doing
I want
it right
you to
now.
Get up every day and go, okay, I'm doing this. What step can I take today? Even if it's a little one, even if it's, this is what, I'm getting clear today about the modality that I want to work in, or the 4 or 5 more modalities. I don't want you to limit yourself, guys. I mean, I'm doing 5 things, 5 different businesses at the same time with my speaking and my writing and my acting and my talk show. And okay, so your job is to just feel into you and where the joy is, and go there and commit to it.
Okay.
All right, because that's your mom's story, and you just adopted it as the truth. It doesn't have to be your story. You don't want it to be your story anymore, Amy. And by the way, it's never too late to start, ever. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. All righty, and we are going to Jareen in South Dakota. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, I kind of shattered my knee and had a full hip replacement. I'm 62, kind of wonder what's there, but I want to kind of bring to the channel, I thought it was interesting, my orthopedic surgeon said I have soft bone, and that like shattered that template of always thinking, oh, they're brittle, you know, so kind of 2 things there.
Okay, so your first question was what?
What do I need to know kind of with my healing, and it was an accident.
You need to know that you can walk out powerfully into your own creation. Boy, and it just went to my really big yes.
Okay.
So I walk out powerfully into all my new creation.
Walk out powerfully. Got it.
Okay. Now, I've never heard of soft bone. But we can have the energetic background. Yes, and I'm going to correlate this page. Year 1 through 5. Well, it goes along with kind of what they just gave you. I can never be God. So you're either the God that walks powerfully into your creation, or you go soft and you don't.
Got it.
That relates to your life, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You always soft, you know, you came around that home that, you know, walk on eggshells. So that kind of makes sense to me.
Yep.
That analogy.
Because we know how fragile an eggshell is, don't we?
Yes.
Breaks pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Walk softly.
So,
thank you.
So I would walk like walk out into the world like King Kong. Take it on, baby.
Oh, take it on. Yeah. Here I come.
Okay.
Got it. Watch it.
Thank
here
you,
I
darling.
Come. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, what happened?
Damn it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shoot.
No, I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I just muted myself. Technical
okay.
genius
okay.
that I am. Okay. I have to laugh at myself, really. I just have to. I can channel. I can tell people what's running them. I can give them the meaning of their blocks and what they are. Running a computer, that's a whole different bank. Okay, Davina in Austin, you're on.
Hi, Davina, you wonderful, awesome, so loved, and darn sexy, and healing with all my love wrapped around you.
Aw, and so it is, baby, and so it is. What can we do for you, baby cakes?
Just a couple quick questions. I've been looking at this mobile home and was wondering if that's the best move for, you know, me to move forward.
I get a big yes.
And so with that, what day next month would be a good day to close?
When I say it matters, it goes to no, Davina. You just know that whatever day you close will and is the most powerful day you can close on.
And is there, was this, how did this come about of me falling on this mobile home?
Well, you created it, honey. Otherwise, you wouldn't have fallen on it. You didn't fall on anything. You created it. And the opportunity appeared. So you asked for it somehow. What were you asking for?
An affordable house.
Well, you got it.
But I was thinking about a house, not a mobile home. But, you know, this is, you know, clearly this is going to be the answer. So don't look
and
at
I,
it one way.
Look, you ask anybody that's ever lived in a mobile home, and I'm one of them. It was one of the coziest, happiest times of my life when I lived in a mobile home. And I called it home, was home. So just because it's built structurally in a different way doesn't mean you did not get your creation answered.
Right.
You
correct.
Got it answered in the way that you needed it to be answered. Got it?
Okay. One last question. Why is my legs twitching? Especially when I'm going to sleep.
That's the highest answer. I would eat some more bananas. You just need some potassium.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor, but the first thing they showed me a banana and then they gave me the word potassium. So, and I gave my big yes. So I try it and see. You also, are you doing any stretches, Davina?
No.
Yeah, you need to stretch your lower back out a little. And the best exercise that a doctor has given me is to sit on the edge of a chair, spread your legs shoulder apart, with your toes faced forward, and just gently reach over between your legs and stretch, and then reach to the outside of your right leg and reach to the outside of your left leg and repeat that a couple of times. It's a really good, simple stretch that will help stretch out that area for you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too, baby cakes. All right, Ryan in San Diego. Hi, baby.
Hello, beautiful.
How are you?
I'm so glad that you I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you loved the Mother's Day card I sent.
Oh, Ryan, I so loved it. I've got it up in my I've got it hanging up in my office, and it just makes me laugh. Tell them how you did it, Ryan.
Well, I took your Buffalo Bear, and I put it inside a Build-A-Bear white robe with a little towel turban and a little spa mask, and then added a beer in his hand and said he's having a spa day.
It was the cutest thing, and I really appreciated the humor and the lightness. It came at just the right time. So, and thank you all for your cards and your sweet messages. It's really helped me get through. What can we do for you today, baby?
I just wanted to tell you that it's amazing how this work kind of pops up in other things, because my favorite singer that you know that I went up to Canada to go see a couple of years ago, he just put out a new song where basically the premise of it is that he's talking to his little boy and exploring how to make sure that that his career has matched what he dreamed about as a kid.
Wow. What is the name of that song?
The song is called Morning Sun, and the artist is Corey Hart.
Can you email that to me?
Absolutely.
I have it when I get home. I'll never carry it. I'm in the channel right now. So, but, you know, creative people often bring the spiritual messages out years before they go mainstream for the public, like The Matrix, way, way, way before its time, in the concept of you want to create a different reality, walk through a different room, which is the same way as saying pick a different thought or a perspective, you know. So that's awesome. That is just, you know, and it's really awesome that people in this community can listen to songs like that and go, wow, we know what that means on a personal basis. You know, that's very cool, Ryan. Thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, sweetheart. Love you. All right, we are going to Miss Emily in California. Whoops, there you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. So last week, I was having brunch with my daughter, so I was not on the show live, but I heard the replay, and it was amazing. And I just wanted to take a moment before my question just to recognize you as the mother to us all in the way that you are that.
Thank you, Em. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like it. I got to tell you, I feel like it. I feel so much love for all of you. And I'm getting all kerflumped now. What's your question?
Well, we feel it. We feel it. And I have a question, but what I'm feeling right in this moment is just how much the world, I mean, it was what you brought through last week about how to be a mother to ourselves, but how much that is what the world is longing for.
Yeah.
Is mothering.
You bet.
And especially in light of racism and all injustices brought to justice now, and you know what's happening in the Middle East, and so I'm really feeling how you and this work embodies that. What is the answer?
Well,
love.
You bet. And the channel just said what's happening in the Middle East is what happens when you carry hate.
Mm-hmm.
Hate and judgment, and it has to erupt, guys. It has to erupt somehow. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of work around my essential tremors. And I knew that a big part of the basis of these essential tremors, which seems to be a belief that everybody everybody in my family has chosen to share, was struggle. But something happened, and I allowed myself to go into a lot of reaction and get really angry. And the next 2 days, my tremors were so much worse. And the channel said, okay, so you have a choice. If you want to be angry, go ahead, but this is what it does to your body. And I got it.
Wow.
Like I got the message when I was back home about just be love. Well, when I let myself go into the anger, I am not allowing myself to be love toward myself, toward others, toward a situation. It's just not worth it, guys. Not worth it. So remember, whenever you go into fear, you go into anger, you go into judgment, not only do you shoot the signal out to the universe to match that, you also shoot it within to your body. And it goes down your vagus nerve and it goes into all your organs and tissues. And that's the message you send. So most of us in this community are present enough to bring ourselves back into balance when that happens so that our bodies can balance themselves, okay, and we can move back into love. And it's always, that choice is always there, always, Emily, always, everybody, always, always. You just have to make it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, now do you have a question?
Yes. What is there anything more for me to bring into alignment around receiving all of my good?
Yes. Why do you think you're not worthy? That's the first thing that came in.
Wow.
It's really small.
Around that.
Yeah, hold on. Let's go to a core belief, not this page. Here. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. Okay, basically what that means is you're afraid of your power. You're starting to see how powerful you are in your creative process.
Yeah.
Just keep embracing your power.
Okay.
You understand God wants you to be a powerful representation of it. That you already are, but you have to define yourself that way, all of us. But we were given free will and free choice to dance in how gloriously powerful we can be over ourselves. And when we're powerful over ourselves, we're powerful over all energy. Got it?
Got it. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. Boy, let's all just claim that I embrace the bigness and the joyfulness of my power. I embrace it. I am it. Woohoo! Mr. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How you doing?
I'm so good.
I very much appreciate your summary of your four points of creation last time, and I went back over my notes because I do study my notes to understand what you're saying. I don't have your internal universe in me yet.
That's not true, Michael. And that's
really,
that is the wall that you keep hitting.
Okay.
You had it in you the day you were born. You are it. Guys, do you understand? You are the universe in physical form. You are it. There isn't anything more. You have to acknowledge that, though. And you can't acknowledge it if you are continually searching for it.
Yeah, the Bodhisattva River, yes. Okay. You
so,
use some intent statements before you go to the four stages of creation. They differ. don't know, 3-4 intent statements would you use? Would you use, were you one of your students, to go into the four stages of creation? I mean, you say,
well,
among other things.
I would say, I am divine love, and I know, and I am accessing absolutely the highest information and knowledge around everything I want to know, because I am it. And go. Just go. But you have to trust, Michael, that when you give the direction, it's done. You don't have to keep trying, guys. In the keeping trying, you're saying to yourself and the universe, I'm not there. So know you're there and do. Don't wonder if you're there and try.
This is extremely useful.
This is your greatest test in this lifetime, Michael.
I believe it.
I mean, you are so incredibly intelligent, and you've shared so many brilliant things with me. And you cannot get to the higher questions you want through that way. The higher questions are already in your knowing, and they were there the day you were born. Okay?
So I easily and effortlessly access them.
Yes. Yes, my love. Now you got it. All right. Thank you. And all of this, you know, Michael, it's all good for everybody to hear, because I get a lot of questions. That's why in my daily e-blast last week on Friday, I said, if you're ever wondering about what words are right or what to say, always use I am divine love. That's the highest claim they've given us. Lena, you're on, baby.
Hey, Dee. So
hi, darling.
I had a specific question, a couple of specific questions I was going to ask, but then you started talking to Michael, and the tears just started flowing.
Well, that's because you're dealing a lot with the same thing, Lena. You keep looking and looking and searching and searching, and who's going to give me the answer? And you are the answer. And so the tears are just reminding you of the powerful, pure spirit that you are. But guys, if we don't accept that, if we keep telling our stories that we're less than and trying to get there, and oh gosh, well, this healer didn't help me, I'm going to try that healer. You're going to be looking forever. Find one person whose truth you resonate with that is empowering and enlightening to you, and start living the truth.
So
okay?
All right. Can I ask? Have one more question.
Okay, ask it. Take a breath.
I'm looking to move to either Oklahoma City or Tulsa. Two different reasons. One, to go to school, and the other is to just, like, start having fun. But which one would feel better or be the best for me? Because I wanted to.
Okay, Lena, the channel is saying... It really doesn't matter. And when I say that's the right question, I get a no. And then the third thing that they're saying is you're not really being truthful with yourself about why you want to go to these two places. And when you're truthful with yourself about why you want to go, then you will know automatically the right answer for you. So why do you really want to move back to Oklahoma City?
Well, I've never lived there, but I wanted to move there because there's a lot to do there. It's a bigger city, and there's a lot of outdoor activities.
Okay.
And then I wanted to go to Tulsa because they have like a river walk, and I like river walks. And they also had a school there that I wanted to go to, and I felt at one time that I could go there, but then that creation fell apart. In truth,
okay,
I'd like to be near the ocean.
All right. So right there, do you see why the universe can't jump in and give you clarity? Because you named two places for different reasons, and then you said, well, I'd really like to be by the ocean. And you know what they showed me? They showed me a person throwing their hands up going, I give up. I don't know. That's kind of what the universe is doing.
Well, see,
so
this is the other
I want
thing, too,
you to hear, I get a no on Tulsa, I get a yes on Oklahoma, but I get my biggest yes on finding someplace by the water.
Okay. That answers my question, then.
Not a river either. Someplace by the water, like an ocean.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and there's a part of me that even thought about moving back home to Florida to work on family stuff. Cause
No, they don't want to do that. That's a clear no. Florida is a yes, but not to go back to work on family stuff.
Okay.
Your family, and I don't mean this in a judgmental way, but your family will remind you of a lot of the old beliefs that you've already moved out of, so you don't want to go back.
Yeah,
all right.
That's why I've been, that's...
Okay, baby, that's your answer. All righty. All right, we're going to Miss Amber in Texas.
Wait.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well.
What a beautiful, soothing voice you have, Miss Amber.
Thank you.
I love it.
Gosh,
What can we answer for you?
I have to say every single caller has had a piece of everything that I need to touch on today.
That's kind of how this community works,
And it's awesome. I'm just in awe saying thank you for sharing your experience because you just helped so many, including myself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I would have to say then the question I need to go directly to is, where's my core belief in receiving alignment with where I am from my little girl? I think it's between ages 2 or 3. Maybe there was an injury that I'm not remembering. I am autistic, and there's a lot of unanswered information, and I'm just needing some clarity.
I've got it for you. It's the core belief I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And you just kind of summarized that. Okay, I have autism, so I'm not supposed to be here being a powerful creator because I've labeled myself with a limitation.
There's more to that, and you're right.
In the spiritual realm, there is no limitation, Amber.
Okay.
Okay. I was watching a really moving story this morning about the female golfer with Down syndrome who really is taking the world of golf by storm because her parents never taught her that she couldn't do it because she had Down syndrome.
And I've got the exact opposite story.
You do. Amber,
who gets to retrain that now? That's where I'm at. And I want to get back on stage and do the Fitness Olympics next year. And,
So I am doing the Fitness Olympics next year. What's my first step?
I'm already doing it.
I get a yes on that. But you see, you're doing it while you're still questioning yourself. They don't want you to question yourselves, guys.
Just do it.
Once, yes, as Nike says.
Okay.
Once you make the decision, just do it and feel joy. Feel joy. I was doing work for Gabrielle, my daughter, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mom, I can feel this block because she's writing her second book. And I can, it's like, what if it goes away or something? Well, when we did work around it, all the channel said was, look, can you have more delight in what you're doing? There's some kind of fear there now because of some things that have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just got to get back to the delight of the creation. And that's
Where's
all
my
it was.
Block? Where's my block coming from? I'm still learning about my autism. I'm 46.
Okay, Amber, you have no block.
Okay.
But you keep saying, where's my block? So your brain goes, okay, there must be a block then.
Yeah.
Why don't you say, I'm free? I'm free and I'm limitless to create. And then go do it. You see,
and how do I tie? Mm-hmm.
You have used your autism.
Well, I didn't
safe.
Know I was I didn't know I was autistic until I was 37 years old, and so my life was extremely turbulent until age 32, when I decided to figure out why my life had been so turbulent, life-threateningly. So,
yes,
and
but that's
I was,
not your story now,
right?
But you
and
keep
I'm
telling
working,
your story.
And I need to rewrite that.
Yeah, and it's in a snap of a finger. You can go over, done with. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not looking for my faults. I'm not looking for where I'm held back. I'm creating this now, joyfully. I am taking delight in doing everything I want to do. If you come from that perspective, guys, there's nothing that can stop you.
Okay.
I promise you. Okay?
One last question, and this is for everybody. I mean,
uh-huh.
just, I guess, in general, in my past. This is something moving forward that I can turn into using to help other people, and I'd like to go into speaking to serve doing that with other individuals that, you know, whatever they're going through to help inspire them to move forward and overcome.
What is your
spirit
question?
Give you about that?
I'm not clear about what your question is, Amber. In one sentence, what do you want to know?
What direction do I take to begin speaking about autism to help others?
Find the joy in doing that.
Okay.
Not the victimness. Not, oh, my God, look at this hard life I've had. That's not going to serve them. The joy is, look at what I'm doing now. You can do this. You know, you're expansive. You're, by nature, an expanded human being. Rise up to everything you want to do. So you want to be that emotional force that empowers people through your example. Can you feel into the difference between that and how can I help all these poor people who feel like they're so confined with this?
Yeah, and it's not that. It's not that. It's teaching them that they're more than that. And I think that's part of the process I've gone through to teach me that so
yep.
you know, I can overcome it, to understand it. Because
yep.
I didn't understand it before, and I get it now because I've done the work.
So how can you take that message out in an exciting, empowering...
Through the fitness platform.
Yep.
Get back up
so
there,
you see,
get on.
Mm-hmm. You've got all your answers,
mm-hmm.
but you couldn't hear the answers if you keep saying, what's my block? Do you understand? Instead, say,
yeah.
I know and I'm clear. And then your brain and your spirit can find it.
Okay.
All right, baby. Oh, my
Thank
God.
So
what a
much.
Show. Boy, I'm so sorry I was flying through people, but we're going to have to stop, guys. What a show, though. If you have anybody that you really want to encourage and teach us to, this would be a good show to have them listen to. We got a lot of good discernment here. And last week's show, too. You guys are just coming forward in incredible ways. All right. Let's say it loud and let's say it proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.